Understand thing about God.
圣灵启示的工作。
And also yes, and the work of revelation.
就不要就是要把道从天上带到世界上。
So they want to bring the word from heaven to us.
当道成了文字的时候。
When the word becomes a written form.
就是这一本神的话的。
And that is this Bible.
当道成了肉身的时候。
When the word becomes flesh.
就是历史上的耶稣基督。
And that is the Jesus in history.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这样呢。
感谢
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit
印了圣经
He has also revealed the Bible
启示了圣经
Revealed the Bible
圣灵感应玛利亚降生耶稣基督
The Holy Spirit allowed Mary to conceive to have Jesus
圣父
And the God the Father
圣子
God the Son
圣灵
God the Holy Spirit
圣经
And also the Bible
然后圣灵借着道重生了我们成为圣徒
And the Holy Spirit through the Holy Bible regenerate us as saints
我们大家再讲圣父圣子圣灵圣经圣徒你是圣徒
So are you a saint?
你已经接受上帝的创造吗
Have you received the creation of God?
你已经接受基督的救赎吗
Have you received the salvation of Christ?
你已经接受圣灵启示的圣经吗
Have you received this Bible revealed by the Holy Spirit?
你已经经历圣灵重生的工作吗
Have you experienced the work of regeneration of the Spirit?
你说是的
You say yes
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
那明天晚上
Tomorrow night,
我们要思想圣灵施行救赎的时候
Want to say that when the Holy Spirit applies salvation to us
怎么样使我们成为神的儿女领受神的生命然后住在我们里面
How to become a Christian man, a child of God and then he now dwell in our heart
后天晚上
And the day after tomorrow
我们思想这一位圣灵怎样引导我们过一个新圣徒的生
活 When we talk about the Holy Spirit How to guide us to have a new life
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
我们低头祷告
We bow our heads
我们昨天在这里思想的圣父圣子圣灵是神自己
Last time we talked about the Holy Father Holy Son and Holy Spirit is God himself
当上帝的工作有三大工作
And the work of God has three very important works
是除了神自己以外没有任何一个活物可以做的工作
Other than God himself There's no other living being Who can accomplish the three work
神做了什么工作呢
What kind of work that God has done
神做了创造之工
The God of the work of creation
这样圣父创造圣子创造圣灵创造
So the Holy Father The Holy Son And Holy Spirit All together create
神的第二个工作就是救赎之工
And the second work of God Is that his work of creation Redemption
所以圣父救赎圣子救赎圣灵救赎
So the Holy Father Holy Son And Holy Spirit All together redeems
第三个工作就是启示之工
and the third work is the work of revelation
圣父启示圣子启示圣灵也启示
and also the Holy Father Holy Son and Holy Spirit together they reveal
那么这三大工作有不同的着重位格成为工作的施行者
and all these three work has an emphatic person
所以圣父是创造的着重位格
so in the creation the God the Father is the emphatic person
圣子是救赎的着重位格
and also in the redemption the Son is the emphatic person
圣灵是启示的着重位格
and also in the work of revelation the Holy Spirit is the emphatic person
我们可以说圣父创造圣子拯救圣灵启示
So then we can say that God the Father create and God the Son redeem and God the Holy Spirit reveal
这样的信息这样的信仰是没有错误的
And this kind of message this kind of doctrine is right
就是我们的神是创造宇宙万有的上帝
Our God is the one who created the whole universe
我们的主耶稣基督是拯救我们的上帝
And our Christ Jesus is the God that redeem us
圣灵是把神的道从天上启示到人间
And the Holy Spirit is the one that bring the word and to reveal in mankind
这样如果人对你说你的教会不相信圣灵的工作
So if someone would tell you that the church does not believe in the work of the Holy Spirit
你的教会没有圣灵的工作
Oh, your church do not have the work of the Holy Spirit
你不需要受迷惑
You don't have to be confused
你也不需要受欺骗
And also you don't have to be deceived
你更不需要变成彷徨不知所措
And all the more you don't have to feel lost
因为我们的教会相信圣灵是神
Because our church believes that Holy Spirit is God
圣灵是做工的神
And he is God who works
在创造的事工上 圣灵有份。
In the work creation, the Holy Spirit has a share.
在救赎的事工上，圣灵有份。
And in the work of redemption, the Holy Spirit has a share.
在启示的事工上，圣灵也有份。
And also in the work of revelation, the Holy Spirit has a share.
这样我们怎么可以说我们的教会不信圣灵的工作呢？
How can you say that my church do not know, believe in the work of the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么可以说我们的教会没有圣灵在里面做工呢？
And how can you say that our church is without the working of the Holy Spirit?
如果我们的教会里面有真正得救的人，
If there's someone who is truly saved in our church,
就证明这个教会是圣灵在做工的一个教会。
That is really to prove that your church has the working of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们的教会是真正相信圣经是上帝的话，
If our church truly believes that the Bible is the word of God,
就证明这个教会是圣灵用上帝的话教导我们的一个教会。
Which is only to say that our church is the one that has the teaching of the Holy Spirit in us.
今天我们要更远、更进入、更深入的来思想圣灵的救赎的工作、启示的工作，怎样运行在我们身上。
So tonight, even more in depth, we want to talk about how the revelation, the application of the Holy Spirit in salvation in us.
这启示之工是很要紧的。
And the work of revelation is very important.
所以昨天我们差不多用了将近40分钟的时间谈圣灵同启示的关系。
That's why last night we spent 40 minutes to talk about the work of revelation by the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为借着启示之工，我们才知道其他的两种的工作。
Because it is through the work of revelation, then we understand and know about the two other work of God.
因为圣灵启示之工，我们才知道神有创造之工，也有救赎之工。
Because God revealed, and that's why we know that there's a work of creation, the work of redemption in God.
我们怎么知道这个世界是上帝所造的？
How do we know the universe is created by God?
因为圣灵启示我们，我们才知道神创造了。
It is because the Holy Spirit revealed to us, and that's why we know that God created.
我们怎么知道基督是拯救人类的？
How do we know that Christ Jesus saved all mankind?
因为圣灵启示，我们才知道基督是救赎者。
Because the Holy Spirit revealed, and that's why we know that Christ Jesus is the Savior.
所以对启示之工错误的。
So if you're wrong in terms of the work of the revelation,
你不了解启示之工，
then if you do not know about the work of revelation,
其他的信仰都动摇了。
Then all other doctrine that you have are being shaken.
换一句话说，
in other words,
对神的启示没有正确认识的人，
if you do not have a correct understanding of the revelation of God,
他就不可能认识神其他的工作。
Then he cannot fully and truly understand the other work of God.
所以今天撒旦对教会最大的攻击，
and today the greatest attack of Satan to the church
是先动摇你的启示论的信仰，
it to shake your doctrine of revelation.
那你说怎么样是可以动摇启示论的信仰呢？
Then you ask, how can you shake my understanding of revelation?
现在我就要思想到几点怎样撒旦怎样动摇启示论。
I want to ponder a few points how that is the Satan is going to shake our understanding of revelation.
第一样，撒旦叫你否认圣经是上帝的话。
First, he wants you to deny that this Bible is the word of God.
这个难道是上帝的话吗？
Is it the word of God?
这个可能是犹太的历史记载。
It could be actually the Judaic history.
这个可能是一提到的宗教一样的神话的思想。
It could be a myth of other religion.
既然这是神话的故事，
And if this is mythological,
我就把圣经跟其他宗教历史上所有的神话一样看待，反正它没有多大的价值。
So we can deem the Bible as any other mythology of history.
所以撒旦的第一样的工作，在启示上怎么样误导人，就是叫你不信圣经是上帝的话。
So the first misleading of Satan to us is that to disbelieve that this is the word of God.
当你看见圣经里面超自然的记载的时候，
When you see the supernatural record of the Bible,
当你看见圣经里面许多形上学的观念的时候，
And also very metaphysical understanding,
当你看见圣经里面神迹奇事的记载的时候，
And signs and miracles in the Bible,
你说这怎么可能的？
If you ask, how can it be possible?
这是我不能相信的事情。
I cannot believe all this.
所以这样的话是不合我的理性的。
So this thing does not go according to my reasoning power.
这样的话就是不可相信的。
Then we cannot believe this kind of word, you say.
这样撒旦 就使你在启示论动摇了。
So then Satan shook you in terms of the doctrine of revelation.
在启示论上动摇的人
，So when you're being shaken in revelation，
他就没有办法建立对神真理的信仰的体系。
So then he cannot establish the understanding of God, this kind of system of belief.
这是第一种。
That is the first.
撒旦的第二种工作是什么
？The second work of Satan
就是告诉你这个启示是不完整的。
Is to tell you that this revelation is not perfect.
那么他不直接这样讲。
He will not say it directly.
如果撒旦对你说这个启示是不完整的
，If Satan would tell you this revelation is not complete,
你马上产生一个反应。
Then you respond immediately.
就是我相信圣经是上帝的话，为什么你对我讲这样的话呢
？I believe that the Bible is the word of God. How can you tell me so?
所以撒旦第二种的这个攻击所用的办法是另外一种办法。
So the second attack that comes from Satan is another way.
他的办法是什么呢
？What is his method?
就是对你说呢，现在上帝还在启示。
It's to tell you today, even God continues to reveal.
所以当一些人说神启示我
，If someone would say that God reveals to me,
神对我说话的
，God spoke to me.
那么基督徒就说哇，这个人真的很厉害，有神的启示哦。
Then you say that this man actually has the revelation from God.
神对他说话了。
That God spoke to him.
所以他们就拿起笔来，就说对你说什么，你告诉我，好叫我可以写下来。
So they take the pen and say, "What God has spoken to you? Tell me so I can write down."
所以有一些的人站在台上，神启示我，神对我说，你就快快写下来。
So some standing on the pulpit will say, that "God spoke to me. God revealed to me, and you write down."
从外表的形象来看
，from outwardly you say，
这些人就建立了一种特殊的权威。
These people have established some kind of very privilege.
这个 special。
Special privilege, a kind of authority they have.
为什么有这个 authoritative image?
Why say they have the authoritative image?
因为他跟别的牧师不一样。
Because it's different from other pastors.
别的牧师是拿圣经讲给你。
Because other pastors take the Bible and expound it.
但这些人是神直接对他讲话。
But these people, God spoke to them directly.
他们自己领受启示。
Directly, they received the revelation from God.
你们的牧师是要到神学院去读书，借了一些书，看了一些书才能讲到。我不必，因为神对我讲话。
But your pastor has to go to the seminary and learn something before they can preach. But I do not have, because God spoke to me directly.
神对我说，我对你说。
Because God spoke to me, I speak to you.
所以神直接对我说。
God directly speaking to me.
我就跟别的牧师不一样。
So I'm different from all our pastors.
那么这些人建立了这种权威的形象。
These people, when they have established an authoritative image,
很多人就看到神是做了今的这道永远不改变的。
And people feel that yes, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
上帝从前怎样感动先知
？Then how in the past God touched the heart of the prophets?
怎样感动使徒
？And also the heart of apostles.
现在又感动我们这些教会的领袖
？And also now touched the heart of our leaders.
所以很多人就离开他们的。
So a lot of people leave their own church.
跑到这些比较有权威的讲话的那些领受启示的领袖的教会。
And come to the leader of this church that have more authoritative in their preaching.
那么你说你怎么知道神对你讲话的
？How do you know that God spoke to you? You say,
因为圣灵在我身上。
Because the Holy Spirit is within me.
所以我的教会没有圣灵，这个教会有圣灵。
So my church have no spirit, but this church has.
啊，请问你要在有圣灵的教会？
Do you want to be in the church that has the Holy Spirit?
或者你要在一个没有圣灵的教会
？Or the church without the Holy Spirit?
我先问你啊
，I'm asking you.
你回答
，Answer me.
你要不要在一个没有圣灵的教会呢
？Do you want to be in the church without the Holy Spirit?
不，我不要回答。我不要在没有圣灵的教会。
I don't want to be in the church without the Holy Spirit.
我要在有圣灵的教会。
But I want a church with the Holy Spirit.
怎么知道这个教会有圣灵
？How do you know this church has the Holy Spirit?
因为圣灵显明出来。
Because the Spirit be manifested.
上帝彰显他的能力。
That God manifests His power.
所以这个教会就很像圣经里的教会
，and that's why this church is more like the church of the Bible.
有神的印证
，and the confirmation from God.
神的神迹
，and God's miracle.
神的启示
，and God's revelation.
医病赶鬼
，and also the heal and the
大的能力彰显出来
，great power is manifested.
所以这个教会是有圣灵的。
So this church has the Holy Spirit.
那我们就到有圣灵的教会来吧。
So we have to come to the church with the Holy Spirit.
因为这个教会有神特别的启示
，because there's special revelation from God.
神对人讲话。
Speak to people.
这些听见神的话在对我讲话
，and these people who heard the word of God and coming then to speak to us，
我就更亲近上帝
，and all the more I come close to God。
真的吗？
Is that true?
真的神还启示人吗？
Is that true that God continued to reveal the people?
如果神还启示人的话，
If God continued to reveal,
那么呢这些人领受启示，
And these people, when they receive the revelation,
把启示录下来就多一本启示录。
When they record the revelation, there is then another revelation.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
所以这里有人领受神启示录下来，这里一本启示录。
So here people hear from God and they record it out. There's a book of Revelation here.
另外一个人又领受神的启示录下来，又有另外一本启示录。
Another person receive Revelation, record it out, become another book of Revelation.
所以创世纪只有一本。
So there is only one book of Genesis.
诗篇只有一本。
Psalm only one.
马太福音只有一本。
Matthew only one book.
这哥林多前书只有一本。
And First Corinthians only one book.
提摩太只有一本。
And Timothy only one book.
但是启示录有几万本。
But when it comes to Revelation,Revelation, there are millions of copies.
因为启示的记录叫做启示录。
Because the recording of the revelation, it becomes the book of revelation.
我领受启示。
I receive the revelation.
我录下来。
When I record it
out. 这个是我唐崇荣领受的启示录。
This is the Stephen Tong's revelation.
他一本李建安所领受的启示录。
And also 李建安's revelation.
那么美国有美国人的启示录。
And also an American had their own revelation.
那这句话到底告诉什么呢？
And what does this statement tell us?
告诉你圣经还没有。
That the Bible is not complete yet.
因为神还在讲话。
Because God continues to speak.
每个时代继续讲话。
So every generation he continues to speak.
如果是这样的话，
If that is so,
那么从前的人所领受的圣经是不完全。
And the Bible the people in the past received is not complete.
因为从前人领受的圣经的时候，我领受的启示录他还不知道吗？
Because when the people in the past received the Bible, what I received today, they don't know.
神现在还在讲话。
So God continues to speak today.
那么请问呢下一个世纪的时候
Now when it comes to the next generation
下一个时代的时候
The next age
神在启示你的孩子的话
And God continues to reveal the children
他再把启示录下来
And then he's record, he's been recorded
表示这个世纪呢你对上帝的认识还是不完全
Which means even your understanding of the book today is not complete
那怎么办呢
Then what to do
没有一个时代有完全上帝的话
Then there won't be any generation whereby they have a complete word of God
因为上帝一直录一直启示一直启示一直启示人一直录一直录一直录
Because God continues to speak and speak and speak people continue to record it
那么教会信仰的根基到底什么时候才能完成
Then when will the time when the foundation of the church is completed
所以这是很危险的一件事
So this is very dangerous
圣经完全了没有
Is the Bible complete
我问你啊
I'm asking you
你说静静看来看去呢
How can you just stand me silently
圣经完全了没有
Is the Bible complete
完全了
Yes complete
你怎么知道
How do you know
因为上帝没有启示我所以完全了
Because God never revealed to me again and that's not complete
因为上帝启示我所以没有完全
Because God revealed to me that was incomplete
你不能用我有我没有来作为你答案的这个
You cannot use that answer whether I have or I have not to say that the Bible is complete or not
圣经完全了没有呢
Is the Bible complete
圣经完全了
Yes it is
为什么圣经完全
Why do we say the Bible is complete
因为教会是建立在使徒同先知的根基上面
Because the church is founded on the foundation of the apostle and the prophet
所以先知领受启示写下旧约
The prophet received the revelation and they write down become the Old Testament
使徒领受启示写下
The apostle also received the revelation and being write down and then become the New Testament
旧约圣经新约圣经是成为我们教会信仰的根基。
So the Old Testament and the New Testament together become the foundation of the faith of the church.
所以旧约神的话，新约神的话，整个就把神永恒的旨意向我们显明出来。
So the word of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament manifest the word of God to us down the generation to us.
在旧约预言，新约。解释的中间
So in between the revelation of the Old Testament and interpretation of the New Testament
In between the prophecies of the Old Testament and the interpretation of the New Testament In between there is the incarnation of Jesus Christ
And that 在中间里面就是有基督的道成肉身
所以先知们讲以后主要怎么到世界上
So the prophet prophesied that how Jesus Christ will come in the future
他们就从远处说预言了
So from afar they prophesied
那么新约的使徒们他们就解释 耶稣曾经到这个世界上来。
So in the New Testament, the apostle will interpret how the Christ has already come.
他来的时候是怎么样的？
When he come, how did he appear?
他死是为什么？
How did he die? Why did he die?
复活的大能是怎么样的？
And what kind of power he has in resurrection?
信仰基督得到怎样的果效？
And when you believe in Jesus, what kind of result will you have?
So the prophecies in advance.
那么已经预先的那个预告和这个预言。
And interpretation after
过后的这个解释，
这就是旧约跟新约的信仰。
And that become the faith of the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那么这个中间是什么呢？
And right in the middle,
就是基督自己道成的圣道。
And Christ Jesus Himself incarnated.
只要我们看见了基督就是旧约的成全。
So we know that Christ Jesus is the accomplishment of the Old Testament.
新约就是对福音的解释。
And also the New Testament is the interpretation of the Gospel.
为什么说这新旧约已经完全了？
Then why does it say that all in the New Testament now is complete?
因为当新约结束的时候。
So because in the completion of the New Testament,
连宇宙要怎么样结束也讲了。
Even how the universe is going to finish is being prophesied.
旧约把历史的起点是神的创造告诉我们。
And the Old Testament has told the beginning point of history to us.
新约把历史的终点是基督的审判从新天新地的来临告诉我们。
And the New Testament tells the finishing point and also the new heaven and earth, the judgment of God to us.
所以历史怎么开始，怎么结束，新旧约都交代。
So how that history begins and finished, the Old and New Testament has a account for it.
神怎么创造，又怎么样来拯救，来审判，成全这个世界，也都讲了。
And how that God has created and how it's going to judge and finish the world, the Bible has told us very clearly.
人怎么堕落，基督怎么样救赎，由耶稣基督来成全所有被救赎的人的灵魂。圣经都讲了
how man has fallen and how Jesus came to save and how he will judge us and accomplish us and all this has been taken very clearly in the Bible.
From the point of creation as a starting point until the point of consummation as the ending point.
从这个创世的这个起点以及世界结束的终点，
这圣经全部都交代清楚。
The Bible has told very clearly about it.
所以这本圣经是已经成全的上帝的启示。
And that's why we say that this book is the revelation of God which is complete.
因为圣经已经成全了。
Because the Bible is complete.
圣灵文字上的启示已经结束了。
And that's why the word of God with the review and written form is now complete.
圣灵这方面的工作已经结束了。
And the work of the Holy Spirit in Revelation is now complete.
所以你要谨慎。
So you must be careful.
如果有一派的人
If there's a section to tell us
上帝对我讲话
That God speak to me
神启示我
That God reveals to me
你就要谨慎了。
You must be careful.
因为这表示他正开一个大门让魔鬼冒充上帝的工作来欺骗教会来混乱信徒。
Which means he is now opening a wide door for Satan to come and confuse, to deceive the Christians.
这个开大门
to open a wide door
是一件很可怕的事情。
It's very dangerous.
因为撒旦就说我把新的启示告诉你，这是从神而来的，你没有办法分辨。
Because Satan will come and tell you that this is coming from God, I reveal to you and you cannot discern it.
那么通常这一种人呢
And this kind of people generally
他们就说呢，难道圣经就已经结束了吗？
They will say that, is it true that Bible is complete?
神还在做工。
That God continues to work.
因为神是每一个时代做工的神。
Because God is the one who works in all ages.
神是没有改变的。
God never changes that.
现在还在做工。
So he continues to work now.
我告诉你，神创造之功已经结束了。
But I tell you, the work creation of God is now complete.
神救赎诸工已经结束了。
The work of redemption of God is complete.
神启示记在文字之功已经结束了。
The work of revelation within the written form is also now complete.
那么你说现在有没有创造的延伸呢？
Is there any extension of creation you ask?
有。
Yes.
就是我们所生的孩子还是神的创造。
Because even our children still is the creation of God.
这不是新造。
But this is not new creation.
这是神原先已经成全的创造在历史上的延伸。
But it is the extension of the complete creation of God with extended history.
神救赎的工作已经成全了。
The work of redemption of God is complete.
现在神还有没有救赎呢？
So, does God still continue to redeem? Yes.
现在神还在救赎。
God continue to redeem? Yes.
所以当一个人得救的时候
When one is saved,
那就是那已经成全的救赎之功延伸在一个一个的个人的身上。
So then it's the extension of completed the work of redemption of God God upon individual and individual and individual.
这不是新的救赎。
So this is not new redemption.
这是已经救赎之功产生使人成为新造之人的能力。
But it is rather the completed redemption of God now has the power to redeem
to make you a new creature.
所以成新造的人，
所以这是神的能力。
So this is the power of God。
那么上帝启示之功在文字上结束了吗
？And also in the written word of God, which is revelation, is it complete？
你说结束了
？You say yes。
那么在什么事上启示没有结束
？So upon which the revelation is complete？
在大自然中间的启示。
Then also the work in the whole nature，
这个叫做 general。A revelation，
那叫普遍启示。
普遍启示
，general revelation，
是继续不断在讲话。
That it continues to speak，
所以每天太阳上升。
So every day when the sun rises，
太阳下降。
When the sun sets，
宇宙的运行。
And the moving of the whole universe，
星球的周行。
And also the all the stars are moving，
继续不断对我们说，神的创造是这样奇妙。神是存在的，神创造了我们。
Continue to speak to us that creation of God is so wonderful, and also God revealed to us in such manner.
那个是神借着创造的万有启示自己。
And God through the created nature to reveal to us continually.
这些自然的启示，普遍启示的见证，延续直到世界的末了。
So the natural revelation of this general revelation continue until the world's end.
所以上帝现在。还借着宇宙的被造来对人说话。
So today God continues to speak to us as humankind through the created nature.
但是这不是新造。
But this is not new creation.
因为神的创造已经结束了。
Because the creation work of God is complete.
创造的见证继续下去。
And the testimony of the creation continues.
神启示的文字的圣经也结束了。
And also the revelation of God in written word is now complete.
那么圣经还继续不断光照我们。
But then the Holy Spirit continues to reveal to us through the Bible.
上帝还借着圣经继续对我们讲话吗
？And through the Bible, does he still continue to speak to us?
是 ，Yes。这标志着神文字的启示的继续延伸，在每个时代光照不同的人。
Within the written revelation of God, continue to illuminate down the ages to us。
现在，请你注意两个字。
Now pay attention to words.
一
，The first
revelation，
启示。
第二
，Second
illumination，
光照。
这是不一样的。
This is different.
Revelation in the writing form.Is completed.
那启示下来并且写成圣经的已经完整了。
Illumination through the written word is continuing.
但是透过这个圣经继续不断的光照。
是文字启示的工作结束了。
So the written revelation in written form is not complete.
光照在历史历代中间继续对人感动说话。
But
没有结束。
But illumination continue God through the Bible to speak to us and that never cease.
所以请你注意。
So pay attention.
如果一个传道人
，if a preacher
照着圣灵的感动
，according to the moving of Holy Spirit，
明白圣经
，to understand the Bible，
思考圣经
，and to think on the Bible，
顺从圣经
，and to submit to the Bible，
相信圣经
，to believe in the Bible，
圣灵就用已经启示了的话语来光照他。使他建立信仰。
So God will use the revealed word to illuminate him so that he can establish the faith.
然后呢？
人
他就照着领受的光照传讲上帝的话。
According to illumination, he preached the word of God.
同一位圣灵就用这样的光照在感动听到的人。
So the same Holy Spirit used this kind of illumination to touch many people.
这样的教会就明白上帝的话。
So then the church understand the word of God.
因为神的话光照我们大家。
Because the word of God illuminate many of us.
神的话带领我们每一个人。
And also guide each and every one of us.
神的话解开来就使我们通达，使我们产生信心。
And the word of God is being expounded so that we in intelligence we understand and has faith.
那么你说这是不是牧师常常讲的，把上帝的话释放出来
？And does it mean the liberating of the word of God by pastors？
不大对，不大对。
No, it's not right.
但是中国教会已经错了五十年了。
But the Chinese church has been wrong for more than 50 years.
哇，你的仆人把你的话释放出来。
God, your servant will liberate your word.
把你的话释放出来。
Your word is being liberated.
那么如果没有人释放，上帝的话绑死了。
If it's no one to liberate, then God's word is being bound.
被绑得半死了。
And being bound,
所以怎么办呢 ？What to do now? 把他释放出来。
Liberate him.
上帝的道。
The word of God.
给谁绑死的
？Who has bound him?
我告诉你，上帝的道不受捆绑。
God's word is none, is never been bound.
这是圣经的话。
That's the word of God.
所以没有人可以释放上帝的话。
There's no one who can liberate the word of God.
大家说，是上帝的话才可以释放人。
It is only the word of God can liberate us.
大家说，你现在，我现在讲的许多传统教会。到今天还有这个毛病念，许多牧师传道长老这是保住啊，求你使他释放你的话。
So many of traditional churches, including the pastor and preacher, will say that God pray that you help him to liberate the word.
那礼拜天你听到的时候
，So on Sunday when you listen to this,
如果你的牧师还在讲这样，就知道你牧师今天没有来。
And your pastor continues to say about this, you know that pastor is not here tonight.
或者呢，他来了，没有办法，这个离开那个坏习惯。
Or maybe he has come here, but he cannot actually solve this kind of habit.
怎么可能有人去释放上帝的话呢
？How can there be people who liberate the word of God?
上帝的道是真理
，the word of God is truth.
为什么要你去释放呢
？Then how come you can liberate?
真理释放人，不是人释放真理。
It's the truth that liberate people, not people liberating the truth.
你说不是啦，这个不是释放，这个是 deliver。
And deliver, not deliberate. Liberate.
Deliver the message of God.
他把神的话语来这个讲出来。
那么你把它翻译成释放上帝的话。
So you see, now is the liberator.
就词句上不对就是。
So it's word in terms of terminology, you say.
我的翻译员好得不得了。
So my interpreter is good.
我讲释放，他说 deliberate, 他不是 deliver.
It's actually liberating, not delivering.
Liberating, 就是使他有 liberty 的意思。是吧
？Liberating, giving the liberty
啊，是不是这个释放使他自由？这个两个都不是太好的。
So to liberate so that he would have the freedom is not so good.
所以呢，是神的道使我自由。
Because it is the word of God that liberates me so that I have freedom.
所以耶稣基督说
，So Jesus said,
你们要晓得真理。
You must know the truth.
真理就使你们得以什么自由
？Because the truth will set you free.
Okay. 所以呢，现在我们看一方面。
So one hand we look at it.
我们是释放主的话。
To liberate the word of God, right?
那么这个唐牧师应当怎么讲呢
？Now how are you going to say it?
讲解主的话。
To expound the word of God.
解释主的话。
To interpret the word of God.
把主的话说清楚。
To teach very clearly the word of God.
当你讲上帝的话的时候。
When you speak the word of God.
圣灵就用这个话去光照罪人，释放罪人。
Then God will use this word to liberate and also to illuminate sinners.
所以不是我们释放上帝的话。
So it is not we who liberate the word of God.
是上帝的话释放我们。
That God will liberate us.
好，现在
now
那我们不能释放上帝的话。
That we cannot liberate the word of God.
但是上帝的话光照我们。
But the word of God illuminate us.
光照的时候
，when it illuminate us，
我们就看见我们不对的地方在哪里。
We can see where our wrongs.
那我们就求主接近我们。
So we ask God to cleanse us.
上帝的话就接近我们。
So the word of God purify us.
上帝的话光照我们。
Illuminate us.
上帝的话接近我们。
And cleanse us.
上帝的话就使我们得自由。
And also set us free.
光照。
Illuminate.
接近。
Purify,
使我们明白
and also let us understand,
使我们离开错误
and also we leave the wrong,
使我们更正观念
so we are corrected now,
使我们得到自由
so we are set free
这是谁的工作
Whose work is that?
这是圣灵的工作
The work of the Holy Spirit
所以呢不是启示
Not a revelation
我们不需要新的启示
We do not need any more new revelation
为什么呢
Why?
因为圣经已经成全了
Because the Holy Bible is completed
当圣经没有成全的时候
Before the Bible is complete
保罗成圣经说
Paul has said
若有人得着启示
If anyone has a revelation
那么他应当怎样怎样怎样怎样
What must he do
那么他是圣经没有完全的时候
That's before the word is the Bible is completed
当圣经完全以后
But after the word has been the Bible has been completed
我们就要照着神的话讲解清楚，世人因听到产生信仰。
Then it will be according to the written word we expound clearly, so that because of that people can come and believe in God.
因为信道是从什么？听到来。
Because to believe come from hearing.
好，所以我们每个礼拜
，so every Sunday，
你是听什么
？What do you listen？
听什么
？What do you listen to？
听什么？听到。
Listen to the word of God。
啊，讲的人讲什么
？And what is the one who speak about？
讲道
，Speak up the word of God。
道在哪里
？Where is the word？
道在我昨天晚上的梦里。
The word was in my dream last night。
因为我昨天做梦。
Because I dreamt last night, you say。
神对我说。
And God spoke to me in a dream。
道不在梦里啊。
God, the word of God is not in a dream.
你的道在哪里？
Where is the word?
道在圣经里。
In the Bible.
圣经都是上帝所默示。
Because all the scriptures are inspired by God.
先知说预言。
And the prophet prophesied.
不是照他的私意。
Not according to his own mind.
被上帝的灵感动，讲出上帝的话。
But it's God's spirit that touch his heart, inspired, that's why he said the word of God.
圣经都是上帝所默示。
All scripture is inspired by God.
所以你听什么？
So what do you listen?
听道。
Listen to the word.
听什么道？
What kind of word?
圣经的道。
The Bible word.
圣经什么道？
What kind of biblical word?
上帝所默示的道。
And word inspired by God.
你今天到一个聚会里面，到底是听讲解圣经呢，或者听个人的梦？
So when you come to the congregation to listen, do you listen to the word of God? Are you listening only to dreams?
或者你是听个人领受新的启示？
Or are you going to listen to people who receive new revelation?
你说神从前也启示，现在也会启示。
You say in the past God revealed, now also continue to reveal.
因为我的牧师不是普通人。他是使徒。
Because my pastor is not ordinary pastor, he's an apostle.
他都不是普通，他是先知。
He's a prophet, you say.
真的吗？
Is that true?
现在还有先知吗？
Is that you prophet today?
现在还有使徒吗？
Is that you apostle today?
No more.
没有了。
没有先知。
No more.
没有使徒。
Prophet or apostle?
你说呢？以弗所书第四章说，上帝给教会有使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师吗？
Because Ephesians chapter 4, you said God has given to the church the prophet, the apostle, the evangelist, the pastors.
哦，你的意思是每一个教会都有使徒啊？
So you would say that every church must have apostle?
我们现在五个人到这个一个地方去，在那边组织一个教会，那五个人就会一个变成使徒，一个变成先知啊。
So five of us go to the place and establish a church, and five of us, one become the prophet, one become the apostle.
一个变成传福音，一个变成教师，一个变成牧师。
And one becomes an evangelist, one becomes a pastor, one becomes a teacher.
我的教会兴旺起来，在另外的小乡下开一个布道所，变成教会，那边上帝再给我们使徒啊。
So my church expanded, and now we go to another village and establish a church, and God will give an apostle and prophet in my church.
每一个时代
，every age，
没有使徒
，no more the apostles，
没有先知
，no more the prophets。
圣经结束了以后
，after the Bible has been completed，
每一个时代
，every generation，
只有传福音的
，only the evangelist，
只有教师
，the teacher，
只有牧师
，pastors。
你的唐牧师，你根据什么说每一个时代圣经已经成全了，不再有使徒先知
？Reverend Tong, based on what you say that for each generation there's only there's no more apostle and other prophet.
好，我们看以弗所书。
Ephesians, we read.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书在哪里
？Where is the book of Ephesians?
啊，在哪里？
在。Do you know where?
在创世纪的前面。
Before Genesis.
因为那边有目录、
Because there's a table of content there.
我是不会告诉你几章几面、第几面。
I will not tell you which page.
因为那是帮助你变成懒惰人最好的办法。
Because that was a habit to be more lazy.
所以、很多牧师很好心，大家打开325面，结果他的会友到死都不知道以弗所书在哪里。
So many of pastors are very good hearted. They say they turn to page 325 and they're so good hearted. Their member never know how to turn to the Bible.
越殷勤的牧师可能产生越懒惰的会友。
More diligent pastor will produce more lazy Christians.
所以我告诉你，以弗所书在哪里？
And where is the book of Ephesians?
在创世纪的前面。
Before Genesis.
希伯来书在哪里？
Where's the book of Hebrews?
在创世纪的前面。
And before Genesis 2.
诗篇在哪里？
Where's Psalm?
在创世纪的前面。
And also before Genesis.
你自己去找目录，我不管你。
You find the table content yourself.
大家打开以弗所书。
Ephesians
第四章。
4.
找到了举手，我看看，快快，哪一个找到？啊，差不多，差不多。
Very good.
还有很多人没有举手。
Many people has not raised their hand yet.
所以我告诉以弗所在哪？在创世纪的前面。
Before Genesis, actually.
现在以弗所书。第四章，你先读哈，大家一同来读第十一节
，verse 11 chapter 4 verse 11 of Ephesians。
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，几种？几种
？How many are there？
几种？五种。
Five。
是不是圣灵的恩赐
？Is that the gift of the Holy Spirit？
啊，这五种是不是圣灵的恩赐
？These five are they the gift of the Holy Spirit？
啊？是不是？是，不是
？Is that or is that not？
是不是
？Is it？
哎，你们呢？吓你一吓，你就整个乱七八糟的。
So you're easily frightened。
是不是？不是。
No。
请你不要乱啊。
Don't be confused。
这里没有提圣灵。
Here it does not talk about the Holy Spirit。
这里提上帝在教会所设立的。
That God has established what in the church，
也就是主所赐给教会的。
And what God has given to the church，
基督升天之后
，And after Christ has ascended into heaven，
赐给教会
，He gives to the church
什么东西呢
？What are they？
五个职分
，Five positions，
先知
，And also the prophets，
使徒
，Apostles，
传福音的
，Evangelists，
牧师
，Pastors，
教师
，And teachers，
哪一个先
？Which one first？
先讲什么？糊涂
，apostles
先讲什么？为什么不先讲先知
？Why never say a prophet first？
先知比使徒哪一个先，哪一个后
？Which one is preceding? Is it prophets or the apostles？
先知在旧约对不对
？Prophets in the Old Testament, of course。
使徒在新约对不对
？And apostles in the New Testament。
那应该照 chronologically 来说呢，应当是先知先，使徒后，对不对
？According to time chronology, it must be first prophet and then the apostles。
在这里说什么
？But what do you say here？
使徒
，apostles，
然后
，and then
prophet， 使徒先，对不对
？So first the apostles。
耶稣升天以后
，after Jesus Christ ascended，
就赐下使徒。
And giving the apostles，
所以这里是提到重要性的问题。
So talking about something with significant or important，
不是指时代先后的问题。
Not talking about chronology，
教会使徒是很重要的。
And in the church, apostles are important，
先知是次要的。
And prophet is secondary，
也就是说
，And that's to say，
透过亲自蒙基督拣选，与基督生活在一起，领受启示。明白福音传讲信息的人去了解旧约的先知
which is through those who have been called and given by Jesus Christ through them we interpret the prophet
so New Testament is the key to understand Old Testament
所以新约是了解这个旧约的这个关键
the interpretation of apostles is the key to understand the precedingprophecies of the prophets
使徒们呢他们能够去解释这个先知呢乃是个能够了解这个旧约的一个很重要的钥匙
prophecies of the prophets are concerning the coming Christ and the coming church
因为先知的预言乃是预言有关于基督的基督来以及有关于这个教会
but the interpretation of apostles is to confirm what had been prophesied by the prophetsHad already accomplished.
那使徒们呢，乃是要印证这个先知已经预言的，已经完成了。
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
所以借助使徒们
，So through the apostles，
新约的教训
，and the teaching of the New Testament，
我们就肯定了先知曾经被使用所预言。
So we now confirm that the prophet have been used to prophesy.
好，那这两样
，So these two things，
从后面的三样这。份的恩赐，这里不是讲功用同侍奉的恩赐。
And as the three position, not talking about functions,
the three gift of position.
那后面所给的这三个的职分，
后面这个五个都是这份的恩赐。
And all these five are the gift of the positions.
同哥林多前书第十二章所讲的侍奉。功用的恩赐是不一样的。
As we reference the the gift of a ministry is different, which is recorded in First Corinthians chapter 12.
所以呢，这里我们看到是五样。
So we see these five.
好，我们再看以弗所书第二章。
Then we turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十九节。
Verse number 19.
这样，你们不再是做外人和客旅，乃是与圣徒同国，是上帝家里的人了。这上帝的家就是教会第二十节一同多并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上有基督耶稣自己为房角石教会建基在哪里
Where is the foundation of the church?
使徒
The apostles
和先知
The prophet
的根基上
As foundation
有谁为房角石
Who is the cornerstone?
耶稣基督啊，大家看这里，大家看这里
，Look here，
教会
，The church，
建在使徒从根基，从先知的根基上
，The building upon the foundation of the prophet and the prophet，
有耶稣基督为房角石
，And we Christ Jesus as a cornerstone，
所以新旧又圣经
，So the Old and the New Testament
就被先知使徒所记载的话语所代表了。
is being represented with the words spoken by apostles and prophets.
教会的根基
and the foundation of the church
就是师徒同先知
It is a prophet and a prophet of apostles.
新旧又圣经
That is the New and the Old Testament.
大家说，教会的根基
the foundation of the
church 就是师徒同先知，也就是新旧又圣经。
That
有耶稣基督为房角石。
That is the apostle and the prophet as the foundation and Christ Jesus as the cornerstone.
先知讲什么？
What does the prophet say?
相关的耶稣基督的事。
Talking about thing about Jesus Christ.
使徒讲什么
？What does the apostle say?
相关的耶稣基督的事。
About Jesus.
基督是谁
？Who is Jesus?
就是先知内容的最高峰的中心。
The climax of the center of the prophecy.
是使徒信息的最高峰的中心。
And also the center point of the climax of the message of the apostles.
所以我们信耶稣基督的人
，So we who believe in Jesus.
基督的教会里面
，In the church of God.
建立使徒同先知的根基。
Is founded upon the foundation of prophets.And the apostles.
为什么不说在传福音的牧师同这个教士的根基
why is not saying that the foundation of the preacher and the pastor the evangelist
所以刚才有五种啊
five positions you say just now
主赐给教会的
God has given to the church
有什么
what are they
使徒
apostles
先知
prophets
传福音的
evangelist
牧师
pastors
教士
and teachers
五种啊
five
但是第二章二十节说什么
but chapter 2 verse 20
教会是建立在什么
？The church is founded
使徒和先知的根基上。
On the foundation of the apostles and the prophets，
教会是不是建立在传福音的人的根基上
？And the church is built upon the foundation of evangelists？
不是
，No。
教会是不是建立在牧师的根基上
？Is it built upon the foundation of the pastors？
不是
，No。
教会是不是建立在教师的根基上
？Is it built upon the foundation of the teachers？
不是
，No。
为什么呢
？Why？
有两样的职分
，Because there are two positions。
领受神的启示
，Who received the revelation of God？
写下圣经
，And write down the Bible。
已经周全了
，It's complete。
成为历史历代教会的根基
，And become the foundation of all the church of all ages。
是什么
？What is that？
使徒
，Apostles，
同
，Prophets。
所以圣经成全了你。
So is the Bible complete?
成全了没有？使徒先知写下了圣经。
And the apostle and also prophet has written the Bible.
成了教会的根基。
And become the foundation of the church.
然后呢
？And then
每时每代
，in all generations，
就在这个根基上面。
It's upon this foundation.
你去传福音
，you preach the gospel.
你去牧养教会
，you pastor the church.
你去教导真理
，you teach the truth.
在下一个时代
，and then the next generation.
根据这个根基
，according to this foundation，
再去传福音
，you continue to preach.
再去牧养教会
，continue to pastor.
再去教导
，continue to teach.
感谢上帝
，praise the Lord.
所以永恒的根基
，so the eternal foundation.
当圣经写完的时候
，when the Bible is completed，
已经结束了
，it is now complete.
所以如果有一个人说我是现在的使徒
，if someone would say I'm the apostle for today，
你就告诉他你是糊涂。
Then you say you are not a true Christian.
如果有个人说我是现在的先知
，if you want to say I'm the prophet of today，
你说我对你不知。
You say I don't know about you。
啊，我不接受你的。
I would not accept you. I would not accept you.
现在新加坡一个大教会，他们说他的牧师是使徒。
And in Singapore, there's now a big church that claims the pastor is the apostle.
那表示各地从前的教会也要建在他们这个使徒的根基上。
Which means all the churches in all the world must be founded upon his foundation.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not a biblical teaching.
你可以把自己抬得多么高。
You can high lift yourself.
圣经说。
The Bible says,
教会建立在使徒同先知的根基上。
The guide the church is founded upon the foundation of our apostle and the prophet.
那么你是使徒到底是谁呢
？Then what is this apostle?
使徒就是 apostolos,
apostolos
希腊文，什么意思呢？蒙上帝所差遣的。
The sent one.
那么就是上帝差遣的人就是使徒了。
The one who is being sent is the apostle.
那么请问李牧师，你是上帝差遣的吗
？Pastor, are you being sent by God?
当然，上帝差遣。
Of course, God sent.
蒙差遣做传道的。
You is being sent by God to be a preacher.
你也是 apostolos.
So you are also apostolos.
我也是 apostolos.
I'm also apostolos.
那是不一样的。
That's different.
什么不一样呢
？What's the difference?
就是那是亲自见主。
The one who has seen Christ Jesus with their own eyes.
与主同在。
Was together with Christ.
蒙主拣选。
Was called by Christ Jesus.
把他们所见的证出来。
And then what they have seen, they testify.
写下神的话语。
And write down the word of God.
成为新旧圣经。
And become the New Testament.
那么这些有一些就是神所用的使徒。
And these are some of the apostles used by God.
每时每代呢。
So in all generations.
有上帝差派的人。
God still sent people.
但是他们有使徒的功用，没有使徒的责。
They have the function of the apostle, but not the position as an apostle.
Functionally speaking,
从这功能来说
they can be considered as apostles.
他们可以说是使徒
，positionally speaking.
但是从位分来说
，they cannot be called apostles.
他们不能够被称呼为使徒。
所以这个是根基问题。
So this is a problem of foundation.
已经成全了。
It's complete.
神的灵启示先知。
The spirit of God inspired.
神的灵启示使徒。
And the spirit of God inspired the prophet.
把圣经记载下来。
So that the Bible is written down.
每时每代的传道人就是传道。传已经成全的圣经的道，不是传你自己领受什么新的启示。
So in all generation, the preacher will preach the word which is written and complete in the Bible, but not your own word.
那你说呢？上帝末世先知把他启示的话写下来，这个怎么是到底什么意思
？So God has inspired his prophet to write out the review word. What is my inspiration?
圣经都是上帝所默示。
All scripture is inspired by God.
人被圣灵感动，讲出上帝的话。
So man is inspired by God and then speak the word of God.
所以这样的就是圣灵是默示人的上帝。
Which means the Holy Spirit is the God that inspired people.
那么圣灵默示这个字原来意思是什么呢
？And what do you mean by inspiration in the Greek?
默示原文的意思就是上帝的呼气。
God breathe. God breathe.
你注意啊
，Pay attention.
当人讲话的时候
，When man speaks，
他一定要开口的。
He must open his mouth.
有的人口开的小小，讲话也很清楚。
Some open their mouth very small, but yet very clearly to speak.
有的人口开的大大的，还是讲不清楚。
And some open wide their mouth, yet they are not clear in the speech.
无论你开口大开口小
，Whether you open your mouth wide or small,
当你讲话的时候
，When you speak,
你一定是用气把话呼出来。
You use your breath to carry your word,
对不对啊？有的人讲话
，Some will say,
你听见我的话吗？
Do you listen to my word?
他可以用很少的气讲很清楚的话。
Very little breath that he used, but very clear to speak.
歌唱家就是这样。
And such is the vocalist.
不会唱歌的人呢
？Those who don't know how to sing.
气很大
，a lot of breath.
声音很小。
They have a lot of breath, but the voice a small soft.
十字架，一下子就完了。
So they finish with a breath.
会唱歌的人呢？十字架，唱完了。气还一大堆
，so after this stop singing, still a lot of breath in it.
所以如果一个人会唱歌
，one who know how to sing,
他声音大到可以把玻璃窗整破
，so he can even shake and break the glasses.
但是呢，在他面前的蜡烛光一点不摇
，but then this candlelight with in front of him will not shake.
这个叫做歌唱家
，and that's called a vocalist singer.
另外一种人呢
，another kind,
声音很小。
And very soft in the voice.
气大不了，出去拉出去就熄了。
And then with the singing, all the candlelight will be blown off.
这个不是歌唱家，这个是在胖西艺术家。
It's not a vocalist, but a breather.
好，请你注意听下面的话。
And now pay attention.
当你讲话的时候
，When you speak,
气就把你的言语讲出来。
Your breath will carry forward your words and speak.
Your breath carry on, carry out your.words.
你的气把你自己所讲的话语把它带出来。
神的默示什么意思
？What is the inspiration of God?
上帝默示他的仆人讲话。
God inspired his servant to speak.
这个默示就是上帝的呼气。
Inspire means God breathed.
神的灵就把他的话讲出来。
The Spirit of God speaks his word.
圣父透过圣灵讲出圣子的道。
God the Father through the God the Holy Spirit and speak the word of Son.
圣灵就是神的那一个灵气。
And also the Spirit is that breath of God.
圣子就是神的那个道。
And also the Son is that word that God spoke.
圣父、圣子、圣灵把他的旨意向人显明出来。
So God the Father, the Son and Holy Spirit now reveal the mind of God.
所以我告诉你，神借着灵所启示的话已经结束了。
So God through His Spirit has revealed and is complete in the Bible.
今天一个很大的问题。
Today one big question.
极端灵恩派的人
，the extreme charismatic.
他们说我的灵受神的启示。
You say my spirit is
神为我说话。
God spoke to me.
那我要问一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
那么你的话跟圣经的地位相同吗
？Then your word as compared to the Bible, do they have to occupy the same position?
马上问你。
I want to ask you immediately.
Is your word equal to the Bible?
你的话跟圣经是等量齐观吗？
不不不不不。
You say no.
圣经比我的话更大。
And the Bible is higher than me.
如果圣经是比你的话更高更大的话。
If the Bible is higher and greater than your words.
为什么你不教导人圣经，要教导人听你所听的话？
Why is it you don't teach about the Bible but teach people to listen to your words?
第二样。
The second.
如果你说我的话与圣经同等地位的话。
If you were to say that my word is equal to the Bible.
那么你认为你跟使徒先知同样的地位？
So are you standing in the same position as the apostle and the prophet?
你凭什么说你跟使徒先知一样？
Based on what qualification you say you're the same as the
apostle and the prophet? 使徒先知领受的默示写下的圣经是永远的，不必再改的。
Because the apostle and the prophet when received the word of God is being written out, it will never change.
你尽敢说你的话和圣经同等吗？
And you dare say that your word is equal with the Bible?
如果你说我的话比圣经更高，
You say my word is higher than the Bible.
那请问你把圣灵启示的圣经放在什么地位？
So then I want to ask, which position do you put the prophet and the apostle who has been revealed?
这是很严重的问题。
This is a very serious question.
所以很多人在这个时代怪唐牧师为什么常常要攻击，常常要批判灵恩派的事情。
So a lot of people want to criticize the pastors on why they want to offer critique to the charismatics.
当我特别讲这个题目的时候，
When I especially talk on this topic,
很多的教会不敢报告，也不要他的会友来。
A lot of churches dare not make announcement and don't want their member to come.
因为他一提到圣灵知道，这个里面一定有一些事情我们可能会受攻击了。
Because they say that this doctrine of Holy Spirit is something probably will be criticized.
今天你们来听的人，
Today when you come,
你要深思明辨。
You must discern and think carefully.
我对于任何人都没有成见。
I have no prejudice against anybody.
我没有任何人是我的仇敌。
No one is my enemy.
我没有故意要伤害到那个人。
I don't purposely want to hurt anybody.
但是我要神的儿。而你清楚明白这个原则。
But I want the children of God to understand this principle clearly.
就是神的话记载的圣经已经完成。
That the word of God recorded in the Bible is now complete.
没有任何一个时代，任何人在可以领受神的话与圣经同等。
There's no other generation whereby people can receive the word of God saying that it's equal with the Bible.
如果你说本来嘛，圣经是最高的，为什么教会不教导圣经，不回到圣经，要听这些人的话？
You see, of course, because the Bible is the highest. But then why say you don't teach the Bible or teach other things?
如果你说我是比圣经更高的，你凭什么把圣经放在这样低的地方？
If you were to say I'm higher than the Bible, based on what you place the Bible lower than you?
如果你说是同等的，请问圣经是可以永远不变，每一个时代被传下去，你的话是吗？
If you say that my word is equal with the Bible, then I want to say the Bible can continue in our generation. What about your words?
所以我要基督徒醒悟过来。
So I want Christians to be awakened.
回到圣经。
Come back to the Bible.
回到圣经。
Come back to the Bible.
回到圣经。
Come back to the Bible.
Amen. 感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
如果一个人说我蒙神启示，他讲了100句话，有一句错，他这就证明不是神给他的话。
If someone would say that I'm revealed to by God, out of 100 statements, he said, if one statement would be wrong, which means he's not revealed by God.
既然他敢说是神启示，神是不会错的。百分之一的错就证明不是神来的。
If you dare to say that God revealed to him, if 1% of what he said is wrong, then it's not coming from God.
如果一个人说我讲解圣经，我不过是人，他虽然比刚才那个人更多错，你还可以原谅，因为他是站在人的地位，人是会
说。If one were to say expound the word of God, standing in the position of man, he could still be wrong, but he's better than the one who say who received the revelation of God.
今天的社会。
The society of today,
今天的时代
the age of today,
有一个很可怕的现象
a very horrifying phenomena,
就是我们在世界社会中间混乱，我们不知道权威在哪里，真理在哪里。
That in a society that's confused, we don't know where's the truth and where's the authority.
所以我们就盼望在教会里面可以找到一个权威。
So we thought that in the church we can find authority.
这样在教会里面有权威形象的。就可以得到很多人对他的支持。
And so because of that, he who has authority even in the church can be respected by many people.
我要请你注意权威跟权威形象是两件不同的事。
But I tell you, authority and authoritative image are two different things.
如果一个人有权威形象，
你要问他的权威是真的从神来的吗？
But if someone would have the authority to image, you want to ask whether his authority comes from God or not.
如果一个人没有权威形象，但是他叫你顺服圣经的权威，你正要尊重他。
If someone do not have the authority to image, but they want to preach according to the Bible, you want to respect his authority.
奥古斯丁年老的时候，
Augustine when he was old,
他说基督徒啊，你听我的话。
Christian, when you listen to my word,
如果我的话不合圣经。你就丢掉我吧，回到圣经那里。
If my word is not biblical, discuss me by go back to the Bible.
这是神仆人应当有的态度。
This is the attitude of God's servant.
我们不是神，
we are not God.
我们是人，
we are men.
我们也没有办法像使徒先知领受神直接的启示。
We cannot be like the apostle and a prophet received directly from the revelation of God.
我们不过照着圣灵的光照。使我们可以明白圣灵已经启示的圣经真理。
According to illumination coming from the Holy Spirit, we can understand about the revealed word which is written.
你要清楚。
It must be clear.
当一个人有权威形象的时候
，When a man has authority to image,
他用什么办法来建立他的权威形象
？It is using what kind of thing that he wants to establish authority to image.
通常是这样。
Usually so.
他就说我是领受神的话。
You say I receive the word of God.
所以你就敬畏了。
So you feel.
这是神对他讲话的人。
That this man God has spoken to him.
我们特别要尊重。
We especially respect him.
第二
，the second，
他就模仿神的作为。
He will imitate the work of God.
模仿神的作为。
Imitate the work of God.
你要特别谨慎。
You must be careful.
比如说。
For an instance,
美国的 Benny Hinn，
Benny Hinn in the States，
讲道的时候
，when he speaks，
他就给人吹气。
He will blow to the congregation.
人就倒下去。
And people will fall.
向人吹气。
And you breathe to man.
模仿耶稣的行动。
You want to imitate the action of Christ.
像耶稣基督一样。
Like Jesus.
他一呼气的时候。
When he blows.
人就倒下去。
People will fall.
所以你说圣灵在他的身上。
He says the Holy Spirit is upon him.
你弄错了。
You are wrong.
没有一个人可以向人吹气。
There is no one who can blow to people.
为什么呢？
Why?
彼得有没有向人吹气？
Does people breathe to people?
我问你啊
I'm asking you，
彼得有没有说
？Does Peter blow the people？
有没有啊
？Did he？
保罗有没有
？What about Paul？
没有啊
？No，
谁曾经吹气
？Who has ever breathed？
圣父创造的时候向亚当吹气
，God the Father when he created he breathed to Adam，
使人变成有灵的活人
，So that man become a living soul。
圣子复活的时候。对门徒吹气
，and God the Son when he resurrected, he breathed to the apostles.
应许人领受圣灵。
He promised that man will receive the Holy Spirit.
圣父吹气，圣子吹气，圣灵就成为神应许在人中间的被差遣者。
God the Father, God the Son breathed, and then the Holy Spirit become the sent one to us.
那么 ，Benny Hinn 是谁？
Who is standing him?
他怎么可以向人吹气
？How can he breathe the people?、
哦、他有耶稣的权威。
He has the authority of Jesus.
像耶稣一样的。
Like Jesus.
所以他一吹气，人就倒下去。
When he breathed, people will fall.
我问你
，I want to ask you.
圣经有没有记载过一个人受圣灵的时候向后倒下去
？Does the Bible record that when a man received Holy Spirit, he fall to the back?
有没有？所以我告诉你
，I tell you.
今天的教会很容易受撒旦欺骗
，and today is very easily deceived by Satan。
为什么呢
？Why？
撒旦用心派对你说，这本圣经不是上帝的话。
And this Satan will use the boldness to tell you that this is not the word of God, the Bible。
撒旦用另外办法，他不直接对你说。这个话不够，要另外采购。
Another word he will say does it directly that this word is sufficient.
所以那些好像有神的权威在他身上。
So he who see they have the authority of God upon them.
有神作为的模仿行动的人
，like they imitate the action of God，
就带出了所谓圣灵的工作，但是以全本圣经的记载完全。不一样的迹象出来。
So as if that they bring out the work of the Holy Spirit, but it's totally different from the record of rather of the work of the Holy Spirit.
一个人跌向后面去的时候
，and one would fall backwards.
然后呢，有一些就模糊不清了
，and some were confused,
就分分迷迷了
，and also like in coma,
不省人事的。
They are not clear.
这是圣灵的工作吗
？Is that the work of the Holy Spirit?
没有一次的记载是这样。
Not even singly is recorded in the Bible.
那么你说。
既然圣经没有记载
，Since the Bible never record，
为什么有这样的事
？Why is such thing happen？
如果有这样的事
，If such thing happens，
到底什么意思
？What's the meaning？
所以你说这是圣灵特别的工作。
So it's a special work of the Holy Spirit。
圣灵这个时代的工作。
It's the work of the Spirit in this age。
你正在犯上更大的错误。
So you are committing even a greater error。
你就把超自然的都当作是圣灵的
，because you deem everything which is supernatural as the work of the God。
这是一种超自然现象。
This is a supernatural phenomenon。
超自然现象就是圣灵的吗
？Supernatural phenomena is equal to the work of the Holy Spirit。
圣灵的工作有一些是超自然现
象。Some of the work of the Holy Spirit is supernatural。
但是不能把它颠倒过来说，反超自然现象都是圣灵。
But you cannot reverse all the saying that all supernatural work is the work of the Holy Spirit。
不可以。
No，
为什么呢
？Why？
因为超自然界里面不但有圣灵，还有邪灵，还有人的灵，还有许许多多圣经没有记载，但是隐藏着人这里面那些特殊的现象。
Because in the supernatural realm, that is the spirit of God, but the evil spirit, the spirit of man too。
你说的凡事倒下去，我不明白，一定圣灵。你很危险。
You say if I were to fall backward, I cannot understand. It must be the work of the Holy Spirit, and that's dangerous.
你说我那我怎么知道是圣灵不是圣灵呢
？Then how do we know whether it's the work of the Holy Spirit or not?
回到圣经。
Back to the Bible.
回到圣经。
Back to the Bible.
圣灵启示真理。
Because the Holy Spirit reveals the Bible.
就是要告诉你，在这里你可以找到圣灵工作的形象、样式、本质、功用，它。所给我们看见的彰显。
So that here he says that you can find the image, the likeness, also the substance of the work of the Holy Spirit which is manifested to us.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
基督教不能离开圣经。
Christianity cannot leave the Bible.
当你离开圣经的时候
，When you leave the Bible，
你就离开上帝的道。
You leave the Word of God.
你离开上帝的道。
When you leave the Word of God，
你就没有引导。
There's no guidance.
你就没有规则。
There's no principle.
你就没有标准。
There's no standard.
你就没有根基。
There's no foundation.
你就没有方向。
Then you have no direction.
这是很可怕。
That's dangerous.
很可怕的事情。
Very dangerous.
我相信你听了两堂以后。
After these two sessions.
那你就开始可以发一些问题。
So you can start to ask questions.
明天我们有一个钟头的时间给你们解答问题。
Tomorrow we have 1 hour question answer time.
我盼望你发的问题是在这些范围里面。
I hope that the question you ask is within this area.
我现在回到刚刚讲的时候一个重要的原则。
I want to go back to one principle I expounded just now.
就是对启示论错误的就很难建立纯正的信仰。
So when you're wrong in the doctrine of revelation, it's very difficult for you to found a very pure faith.
所以启示论是很重要的。
So the doctrine of revelation is very important.
那我们刚才提了两个错误。
So two errors that we mentioned just now.
第一个错误。
The first.
就是圣经不是上帝的话。
That the Bible is not the word of God.
这个叫做否定启示。
To deny revelation.
第二个错误。
The second error.
神除了圣经还继续不断对很多人讲话。
Other than the Bible, God continued to speak.
这个是不接受圣经的完整性的错误启示。
And that is also the wrong in not accepting the Bible as complete.
现在我谈第三个错误。
And the third error.
就是曲解圣经。
To utter distorted interpretation of the Bible.
圣经的道解成不是圣经原来的意思。
Distortion in the interpretation of the Bible which is not the original meaning.
这是对启示论的第三种错误。
And that is the third error of revelation.
所以圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
你要按正义分解圣经的道理。
According to the right meaning, you want to act, interpret and expound the Bible.
上帝的道讲出来
，When God's word is being expounded，
真正的意义是什么
？What is the true meaning？
你要按照正义去分解出来。
So according to original meaning, when expound it，
今天许多人讲圣经的时候。
A lot of people when expound the Bible,
不是讲出圣经的意思。
It's not exegete the Bible.
是讲入自己的意思到圣经。
It's exegete the Bible.
所以呢，这个我们讲 exegesis.
So 解经
是 exegesis 是把圣经解出里面的意思来。
To expound the meaning which contained the Bible.
这个很多人是把自己的意思解进圣经里面。
A lot of people are doing the exegesis to read into the Bible.
这个不是 exegesis.
This is not exegesis.
This is exegesis.
This is exegesis.
你把你自己的意思强加进去。
So you read into the Bible.
那么我们就乱了。
So we are confused.
所以我要给你们解经讲道。
So I want to have an expository preaching to you.
我要给你们对圣经更清楚认识里面的意义。
So that clearly you understand the meaning of the Bible.
就是要这一代的基督徒。
So that the Christian of this generation
对圣经有一个更准确、更周全、更负责任。的了解
so that you understand the Bible more completely and more responsible to the Bible.
否则我们的信仰很危险。
If not, there's a danger hidden in the faith.
那么连这一句圣经都可能被解错了。
Even this statement could be wrongly interpreted.
按正义分解圣经
上帝的话。According to right meaning, when it's part of the word of God.
就分解呢，结果呢，有一个人叫 Scofield 就把这个字呢当作是。分成个时代的解释。
So even expounding Scofield will say that it's being interpreted in the different seven ages.
所以他就把圣经分成七个时代来解释。
So he divided this the Bible into seven ages.
所以这一节他先错误的了解，就用这个错误的了解当作 master key 去了解全本圣经的时候，全本圣经的解释都解释错了。
So with this wrong concept, we interpret the Bible and interpret wrongly.
就是